Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Richie's doing something with his
at a funeral today. Right.
Oh, he's at a funeral?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, my sympathies to whoever died. Let's keep...
The king of sincerity over here.
I should have said it. I don't know who it was that died, so...
It was his sister-in-law's mother.
Okay. All right, well, she's actually in a better place, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they always say when somebody dies? In a better place. So, a good luck. We're going to have, there's no smooth transition from that to what I'm doing next. So, I will just give you, with a smile on my face, an announcement that I am very happy to make. And about
Larry Reed's retiring?
Well, that may be, that's tomorrow's announcement.
No, today.
Today. Is it today? We're going to, did he really announce he was retiring?
Just now I got a breaking news alert.
Really?
Yeah.
Good riddance.
James, now we can only get that other, good luck.
That other fossil McConnell out of there, we'd be in good shape. Meanwhile, the Jive Aces, remember Bring Me Sunshine? This is a song we've been playing off and on. One of the fellows from the Jive Aces is going to join us in a few minutes. We'll have a conversation about their musical history. Nice job, Kenny, bringing that to us. Speaking of the fossils in Washington, one thing before we meet the winner of our contest, the drawing was held earlier for the Broadmoor Retreat in Colorado Springs. We have the winner on the air. Just a moment. I want to go through what the Senate and the House of Representatives hard at work into the early hours of the morning today. Boys and girls, lawmakers waded through that marathon of all of the things in the budget. Apparently... The legislative action that took place earlier gave some credence to the Republican claims that their new two-house majority will be able to govern without the chaos that has plagued Congress, but not without adding a number of things to what they call Votorama. I never heard that term before. Apparently, it was coined by...
I love this idea, though. You heard
Keith
what it is, right?
Hennessy. Well, you want to explain? Go ahead. You seem to be chopping at the bit, so you go ahead. Just people
don't
want to hear my voice
so cool.
All the time. Well, go ahead.
So, the Republicans, you know, are all divided on where they stand. Some want defense, some want budget cuts across the board. I mean, there's a lot of disagreement within the party.
Hmm.
And they're leading both, you know, the House and the Senate. So, they came up with this idea to put up all the ideas... And let everybody, Democrats and Republicans, vote on the top few ideas, calling it the Votorama.
Five,
and whichever one came out on top was the winner. Isn't that great? I mean, that's actually really smart and what we should be doing, I think.
Sounds like either Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy.
I'm for it. 100%.
All right, so here we go. In addition to all the excitement about the budget, you'll be happy to know that Orrin Hatch, the senator from Utah... has pushed an amendment. This is part of, when they do this sort of thing, they just keep throwing amendments. 534 amendments added to these budget bills. And Amendment 534 is aimed at preventing access to marijuana edibles by children in states that have decriminalized the use of marijuana. How about that? Now, what does that got to do with the budget? Nobody knows, but it's on there. Orrin Hatch has been pretty good at adding a lot of different things to bills over the years. He's been there a long time. Whether it works or it doesn't work, it's just an example of the kinds of things that are introduced or thrown onto these various budget bills. So, but at least they're moving it along, and it may be that they have enough that they have enough hooch to get that job done. By the way, part of the bill also has a movement by Senator Joni Ernst. She was the one who gave the Republican answer to the State of the Union.
Out of Iowa. Uh-huh.
She thinks that Congress should be forced to fly coach instead of first class. Senators use their money in their budget to fly first class. Senator Ernst says they ought to be riding the back of the bus. And I think we pretty much would all agree.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. I mean, look, if they have their own money and they want to upgrade, great. But,
yeah,
you
that's
know.
Up to them.
Come
right,
on.
Exactly. All right, let's bring in James. Is it Gronross? I'm going to make sure I pronounce your name. James, hi. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
How do we pronounce your last name?
Pronounce it Gronross.
Gronross. Well, you're the Gron winner in our Broadmoor Hotel weekend for you to take a trip to Colorado Springs.
That's so exciting.
James, are you? Wait a minute,
James.
Vacation?
Oh. James, hold on a second. You don't have to do the phony yelling like all the other radio stations ask you to do.
Oh, we really do. We really mean it, though.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Scream and yell, then.
Yeah, scream and yell.
All right, so who are you taking? Is it your wife?
My wife on her honeymoon.
Really?
Did she just get married?
Yeah.
Now, that's a good deal. When did you get married?
We got married in November 1st, 1985.
Oh,
and you've never been on a honeymoon? You hot ticket, you.
That's we haven't been able really to afford it. We had kids and everything, and we got to get remarried.
Okay,
we got to get remarried here in November, so this will work. I can squeeze the honeymoon in before we get remarried.
I love you.
It's your 30th anniversary.
Best.
Yay, I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
This is exactly what should have happened.
But this is what this is perfect for. Couldn't have happened better. We couldn't have timed it better. This is very cool. I am now excited myself.
I know.
We do these things all the time, and it says, okay, so we got another winner. But the fact that you're going to use it as your honeymoon after having been married all these years is something that is very special.
Good for you.
And you know what I'm going to ask you to do, James?
Fly dog.
When you actually go on the trip, I would like you to call the weekend or the week after you go, and you'll be able to pick, I don't know, I'm not in charge of the arrangements. You can figure with whoever it is that's going to put this together with you. But when you come back, I would like you to call us and just tell us about your experience. I want to talk to your wife as well. So that's a thing I hope you can promise to do for us. All right.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you, sweetheart.
No, you're sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
All
right, what's your name? What's James' wife's name?
Laura.
My first name is Laura. Our last name is Gronross.
Got it. I got the last name. I tried not to mispronounce. Well, Laura, you and your husband sound like you're still enjoying being married, and that's accomplishment and a half after as many years as you've been married. So I hope that this trip to the Broadmoor will help solidify your union. Congratulations to both of you.
Oh, my God, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on just a second. Kara, you'll get some more information from them. James and Laura Gronross, who won the trip to the... isn't that nice? That's a good thing. In a moment... We're going to go. I think that the Ian Clarkson, who's one of the members of the Jive Aces, is going to. I know he's going to join us. I'm not sure where he is, whether he's in Canada or in England. Not important. We'll hear from him, and we'll wrap ourselves around some of the music in just a moment here on Good Day.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
I'd say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Oh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Lots of beer companies also manage it responsibly.
Since I met you, I feel fine, and I want to make you mine. I will travel anywhere to see your face. There's feeling when we kiss. There is nothing sweet as this. With you I feel at home in any place. La Dolce Vita.
New single from the Jive Aces.
I appreciate
La Dolce Vita. And Ian Clarkson is with us, the lead singer of the Jive Aces, playing the trumpet as well. You have my unabashed admiration. I just love what you guys do. Thank you for being here, Ian. Nice to have you on the program.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
All right, cheers to you. So tell us a little about the Jive Aces and how they get started. This, the musicianship that you present, the high energy, the originality, the way you sing, there's nothing like it around today. How'd you guys put this all together?
Oh, thanks. Me and the drummer were at school together, and we used to mess around playing. Actually, we were into sort of rock and roll and everything at the time. And then we met the bass player and the saxophone player, John and Ken, who weren't playing at the time, but we just met and we were into the music and we used to dance to that sort of music. And we sort of started looking back and looking at the roots of the music and got involved in swing, jive and blues, Cab Calloway, Louis Prima, Louis Jordan, everything. Just finding out what all the influences were, where it all came from. And then we used to just dance to the music for quite a while, and then we said, a couple of us played instruments, and we just literally started, having a jam.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a band.
All right, I want you.
Quite a few years now.
Good for you. And this is a full-time gig for all of you, or do you have other jobs?
No, it's full-time. It's more than full-time.
Is it? Well, you see, that's what. But persistence pays off. For people like you who work hard at this, Kara, play a little snippet of I Want to Be Like You, a song that actually got you a lot of attention when you were on Britain's Got Talent in 2012. Aces, a first band to reach the semifinals on Britain's Got Talent, too, right?
That's right, yeah. And we made Simon Cowell smile, so that's pretty good.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, that's a pretty good thing. Kara, do we have that song? Can we have I Want to Be Like You? I don't know what's going on. Maybe she's... I don't know what she's doing, but here we go. Okay. Listen to this guy.
I'm the king of the swingers, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top, had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man in man coat, show right into town, and be just like them other cats. I'm tired of monkeying around. I want to be like you.
That's terrific.
Like you. Yeah, it sure is. So how many all together in the Jive 5? Not Jive 5. The Jive Aces.
There's the six band, six of us that are normally there, which is me. I sing trumpet and ukulele. And then we got a bass player. We got trombone, trumpet, which is me as well. Again, we have piano, bass, drums, normal sort of, actually a Louis Prima lineup, which is sort of one of the influences.
Mm.
And then also we have with us touring at the moment, we have a female singer who's from LA.
Really?
Touring the US at the moment. A girl who sings with the Satin Dolls. Her name's McKenna Ridgeway. And then on this tour, we've got some swing dancers with us as well.
What's your schedule in the US? I got to look this up. Are you going to be in Boston or LA in the next couple of weeks?
No, we're sort of towards the end of the schedule now, and we're actually in Montreal at the moment. We did a little hop over to Canada. We just got one show here tonight, and then we're back tomorrow, and we're in Delaware, and then Garden City in New York.
I'm going to find out where you are. I'm going to come because this is great stuff. Everybody, go to jiveaces.com, jiveaces.com. Find out more about these songs and how they perform. As a matter of fact, you can see the video of Bring Me Sunshine at DougStefan.com, our video of the day. Nice to meet you. Ian Clarkson from the Jive Aces on Good Day.
And it is. Let your arms be as warm.
The human body is extraordinary.
Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In our lives that is most important to most of us is how we appreciate various types of music. What's your favorite music? Is it the same as mine? No. But it's what makes the world go round. And many of us can agree that classic songs like this deserve to be preserved, and that's what's going on here. One of the most played songs of the 20th century, this song, Stand By Me, by Benny King, selected for preservation in the Library of Congress. This happens, I'm trying to remember, for the last 15 years or so, there was some action passed by Congress, Kenny, that required that the Library of Congress not only keep books, but other things that are part of our history, of our cultural history, and certainly this music would fit there. So there are five things that have been added. Well, actually, 25 records. I've got the top five. This is the number one, Benny King, Stand By Me. But there are also records preserved by other singers, recordings from Joan Baez, for example.
On a wagon bound for market, there's a calf with a mournful eye. High above him there's a swallow, winging swiftly through the sky.
How do you say, Jen Jen?
I know you must like this.
No, I don't like this song particularly. I like some of her more upbeat stuff, but this is a pretty good demonstration of what she did. I mean, she had a real wide range of potential. When she got in front of a microphone, she really could do great things, great performances. She has great range in her voice. So anyway, this just brings the point out that it's Joan Baez who's number two. In the number three position, this list of 25, Righteous Brothers, and You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin', which certainly appropriately is placed into this vault at the U.S. Library of Congress. This is a great, great, great pop song. Is it as early as 64, Kenny? It's in the 60s, but I don't remember if it was 64 or not. But it still wears. You don't think it was that early? Maybe 68, 69? And yeah, it wasn't the 60s, I know that. It was one of their first songs, but did so very, very well. All right, here's another piece of vinyl that's going into the Library of Congress. Steve Martin's A Wild and Crazy Guy. Uh-huh.
When it was a young man, he never thought he'd see.
Put him on the map.
That's it.
Yep.
Sure it is. Early 70s. He, his, I think the word I would use for his humor is not predictable. You know, a lot of the people that were around in the 70s especially were pretty predictable, the punchlines, the way they do. I mean, the comedy was funny, it wasn't dirty like it is today. But this guy broke the mold, and that's why he's going into the Library of Congress. All right, also, from the top 25 being preserved in the U.S. Library of Congress is a group of songs from Johnny Mercer, including this one. Got to accentuate the positive. Crank it up there, Kara.
The positive
what a great variety, huh? And you know what? It points out how we have such great variety in our musical and entertainment heritage. This country, as we often take it apart piece by piece, but if you look at the history of what we've been able to create here, whether it's movies, music, the sort of comedy that's been a part of the landscape, and people being creative, we've encouraged that in our country. I think that's been a wonderful part of our history. So anyway, the top five items from the 25 records being preserved at the Library of Congress: Accentuate the Positive, Johnny Mercer, Joan Baez, Righteous Brothers, Steve Martin, and Benny King, Stand By Me. I thought you'd appreciate knowing what your tax dollars are being used for, that we can hopefully agree on is a good thing. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Answering questions quickly, succinctly, and with finesse during a job interview takes practice beforehand. Expert Peter Studner says, record yourself on your smartphone until you get it right.
Remember, there's this element of show business in job search, and you have to look the look and walk the walk and say the talk. So you have to learn how to answer the most difficult questions. Why should I hire you over somebody else? How much money were you making in your previous job? Tell me about yourself.
For older workers, here's a roadmap of how to structure a brief summary of your long career. Your detailed answer should take about 90 seconds.
Start off with your education, early jobs. Show that you've evolved during your career. Put in a couple of accomplishments. Finally, to the last job. Now I'm looking for a job where I can use my skills in A, B, C, D, E, and F. Could you tell me a little bit about your company or what you do?
Peter Studner's book is Super Job Search 4. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
For the highest quality flooring at the best possible prices, it's a Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 10 million square feet of first quality flooring must be reduced. Get 80 styles of laminate, including looks for under a buck. 70 styles of bamboo, like click strand bamboo for $2.19. 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, including 3/4 inch solid maple for $2.99. Plus deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. For low end of quarter prices and the highest quality floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up.
Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around.
Uri Geller coming up on the Good Day program in a matter of moments. It's an all English, all hour of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler working through a lot of the things that are maybe the first time you've heard some of this information.
Ooh, can I give you a first timer?
Yes, you may, first timer.
Harry Reid is not going to seek re-election. He's going to retire.
Oh, no. Really?
Now, Ken and I just did a little news. We're having a little fun. Because, you know, CNN dances when there are things like this plane crash that happened, right?
Yep.
Germanwings plane crash. So Ken and I did a little experiment, and we went to the CNN website, and the top news, it has nothing about Harry Reid on there, top news, documents in co-pilot's home indicate he kept his illness a secret from his employer, prosecutor says. Watch CNN go. And then it takes you to an article where it lists in chronological order, 8:01 a.m., 8:02 a.m., 8:03 a.m., it's giving you the whole story about this guy.
I joke, yeah.
Then you go over to Fox News, and right across the top, ding dong, Harry Reid.
Right. Well,
not being retired. So I said, what's like the ultimate test? Let's see what MSNBC is doing. MSNBC also running with the Harry Reid story front and center.
What about NBC, CBS, ABC, you know, the legitimate news organization?
Cable news circuit, actually.
That's it. I see. Okay. That's fine. On the cable news circuit, you will find a story deeply hidden about what we are doing to exploit our enormous oil reserves. We're going to start drilling in the Arctic waters off of Alaska. The Energy Department is urging those who would drill to go to Alaska. And this is from the government. That is, this administration says go up there. So must be that there are fewer problems. Imagine being like the North Sea. How'd you like to have that as a job? Being where the water temperature is 35 degrees all the time, where there are storms pretty much every day, the wind howling at 100 miles an hour, and it's just damnable. It's cold and miserable. How's it like that? But you know what those guys are making? Some of them make $100 an hour on those oil rigs. How about them apples, boys and girls? Would you put up with all that stuff for $100 an hour? Yeah, if you had it, you did it maybe a year on and a year off, something like that. That'd be very cool. The number of asylum seekers around the world at a 20-year high. Applications for asylum numbers showing, because of what's going on, obviously, in Syria, among other things, 866,000 people sought asylum last year, up 45% from the previous year. Most of the applicants go to countries in Europe. Some come to the United States, but wherever. I mean, Turkey's got a whole bunch of, they don't know what to do with them. It's a mess. Mess. Speaking of messes, anybody comments, or shall I just keep going?
Well, just a lot of instability. So that people are trying to run.
Yep, they are. Jesse Jackson, not going to run for Congress again. Released yesterday from federal prison, served less than a year and a half of his 2.5-year sentence for spending $750,000 in campaign funds on his person.
Yeah, remember he had the fur coat that he was buying?
Right. Yeah. And the hats and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. And then this guy that resigned this week, the Republican. So this is equal opportunity. It's not just the Democrats who play these games. The Republicans do it, too. What was his name? The guy, Larry.
Shock?
Shock, that's it.
Shock.
Shocking.
How could I forget that? Shock it off.
Shock, yes. The Doug Steffen website, a place that many of you go to take our poll. Thank you very much. Today and over the weekend, the top 10 topics on talk radio. You can choose the one you think was most important to you. We have their videos. My two favorite of the week, two favorites, plural. One of them is Charlotte eating her breakfast here out in the back patio. It's just a... What have we gotten for comments on that, Kenny? I haven't gone to you on Facebook and Twitter. What do we have cooking there today on social media? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
Well, on Facebook and actually on Twitter, we linked to it the list of the top 10 talk radio topics from talkers.
Yeah.
And Celeste says that the Google White House relationship is what's most important to her. She said something smells bad about that.
And for those of you who don't know the story, because it hasn't gotten a lot of attention for whatever the reason, I'll let you draw your own conclusions on that one. Google, apparently, according to White House logs, over pretty much the entire history of the Obama administration has had meetings. Somebody from Google has been in the White House meeting with somebody in the White House on an average of once a week. And, gee, just by coincidence, some of the problems that they had with regulators and the government have just kind of, poof, gone away. And when you look at some of the contributions that have come to various politicians from Google employees, it's just amazing. Poof. Stuff just goes poof. Go away. Poof. Like the little shop of horrors goes poof in the night. All right. What else, Kenny, have you got for comments?
Margaret says the same topic, Google White House relationship. She says it's scary how much power one branch is using.
Yeah.
And,
I think
and John says about the plane crash, I have a hard time believing they can find a black box in the Alps, but lose an entire aircraft in midair without ever finding a single piece.
Yep, referring to the airplane that disappeared last year, 700, I was going to say 700.
Malaysian Air 370.
It was a 777, the Malaysian airliner, gonzo, nobody knows where it is. All right, so let's pay attention to what also is at DougSteffen.com. I told you about the video of Charlotte, haven't seen it. You're probably getting the same comments there, Kenny, from people that just love seeing Charlotte and knowing that she's okay.
Anne says she's a blessing.
She is a blessing, yeah.
Melissa says she's precious. And Kay says, wow, is this current? She looks wonderful for her age.
I'm pretty sure people like Charlotte more than they like any of us.
Something to be said for that. Charlotte is the most lovable thing. My God, what a lovable thing she is. And that she's been the steady companion that I've needed for these past 12 years or so. She was about 3 when Brendan gave her to me, maybe 2.5. She's been right there. And even though she didn't have her eyes, she got the rest of her spunk, as is demonstrated by the way she attacks her food in that video. Also, the main focus of our video of the day, the Jive Aces, we have a reprise here You say reprise or reprise, Kenny? What do you say? Reprise?
I say prise.
Okay, reprise. The original reason that they got connected to us was the video that you see in the video of the day today, Bring Me Sunshine, which was their introduction to me. I never had heard of them before. And now I find myself to be one of their big fans. We had Ian Clarkson on from the band earlier to promote their new single called La Dolce Vita. But if you want to familiarize yourself with what they can do and how they do it, smooth is the word. These guys are smooth. So if you want to crank this up just for the heck of it for a minute, Kara, Bring Me Sunshine. Wait till I get cranked into it.
Make me happy through the years.
Cross the you never
bring me tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me sunshine, bring me love. Off the bubble, do that today. Off the bubble, do that today. Bring me sunshine.
There it is.
In your smile. Make me happy.
Yes, make me happy.
Got it. All the while.
You'll be happy with that. Now, let's see what else we have here as I look through the potpourri. I want to congratulate, again, James and Laura Granross. That's how you pronounce his name, right? Granross?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
From Kennewick, Washington. They won our trip for two to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, and they were genuinely happy. Congratulations to all the 78 people who qualified. We'll have another one of these trips to give away very shortly, so you can anticipate that and stick around and hope that you continue to be involved. Because that's really what this is about, involving you more in what's going on here. And it's kind of fun to have these people as happy as they were. Very nicely. They you could tell the two of them liked each other. That's what mm-hmm. I liked about hearing the two of them.
Very loved them.
Speaking of people we like, Uri Geller will join us from England in a matter of moments with an overview of something from the inside, if you know what I mean. That's next here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer, Kenny, and I have my friend Uri Geller with us, who always has something to say that gives us reason to believe, if you will. I was talking about the opportunity earlier, Uri, that we have every single day to start over. Forget about what happened yesterday. Forget about the past. Be into where you are right at this moment and think of how exciting it is that you have yet another opportunity today to do something great. And I know you as one of the foremost motivators. You've done done a lot to motivate me over the years, that's for sure, and tens of thousands of other people. Is it that easy, really and truly, to look at the day and say, okay, we got a fresh slate, let's start clean and do something great? Is it that easy?
Well, it all depends if you're a negative thinker or a positive thinker. And I try to teach people, or at least advise them, how to beat negative thinking. And, you know, that's the answer and to the puzzle of how do I lead my life in a better manner. And you know, Doug, that if you start thinking, yeah?
Thinking.
I just heard the echo. So if you start thinking positive, you will radiate positive energy both inwardly and outwardly. And if you become more positive, you will start to attract more positive people to you. Right. You need that in the journey of life. And if you're good-natured and greet people with a genuine smile, they will normally respond in an equally friendly manner. You need that. You don't want to find yourself in a negative mode, because the fallout from negative thinking is incredibly damaging.
You know, it's really interesting how you put this. The messages are clear. I'm reading four different books at the moment, and all of them have sort of the same track. There's a book by a fellow named Ernest Holmes, who was responsible for the Science of Mind movement in America.
Yes.
And I don't know if you know that name or not, but he more or less goes through in great detail the connection of God and the essence of that one intuitive, instinctive being, mm-hmm. or energy that creates everything. It's all about creative energy and how we can use it either for the good or not for the good, but why wouldn't we want to use it for the good, frankly?
Exactly. I mean, you know, if you are a believer and if you do believe in God, your journey becomes easier. And whenever, because we can't stop negative thoughts to pop up into our mind, mm-hmm. but I learn to isolate my negative thoughts. I put my negative thoughts in a separate room in my mind. And basically I imagine putting those worries, because we worry all the time, into a box and slamming the lid on them, and I shoot the negative thinking into space, far as it can go.
There are a lot of people who tie them to a balloon, same thing, bad thoughts. And one of the other things that I think is important in terms of motivation for you, people spend a lot of time focusing on other people and criticizing or condemning or complaining about other people. When, as Dale Carnegie wrote many years ago, who are you to judge somebody else? You have no... why would you spend your time, unless you're so afraid of yourself, that you would spend your time... I made it a point at the beginning of the year when I was making resolutions. I said to Meredith, we need to not criticize people so much, or not at all. I mean, somebody else could be looking at us and saying, oh, look at them, you know, in a critical way. It doesn't get you any place.
But, you need to... Dougie, that's very hard to stop. It's human nature.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's our animal instinct within us.
Yeah.
Look at all the gossip papers. Look at all the critiques. Look at you know, what critics write about movies and the television shows and the Kardashians, etc., etc. It goes on all the time. We're being bombarded by others criticizing others openly in the press.
Well, let's bring it back to home then for a minute, Uri. Let's talk about what we do in our family. Let's think about your children, my children, and their report cards. If a parent asks a child with four A's and a B on their report card, what did you get the B in? Is that impressing upon them the negative? It would seem to me that it is. Why don't you start with the A's? You get to the B's later, but how about you tell your child you did a good job, as long as, you know, it's an authentically good job, right?
Doug, you know what is more important than that question?
What?
Is your body language, is the tone of your voice, it's the way you ask the question. That's what embedded, that's what instilled in the memory of a child. And if you're a father and you know how to ask the questions, you can ask anything you want to and you'll get great answers back.
Yeah.
So use your body language. Use the tone of your voice. Remember that. The tone of your voice is a mega, mega important element in communicating with others.
Yeah, you're right. So that's why you're here. You see, folks, why I like Uri as much as in 4 or 5 minutes, he's given us a lot to think about. Uri Geller, his website, URIGELLER. Get a lot to think about by visiting urigeller.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Picture won the Oscar for Best Song. Oscars during the 1973 Oscar season, the morning after Maureen McGovern from the movie The Poseidon Adventure, which is Chuck Curry's all-time favorite movie. Chuck is responsible for the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond, also is here with us every day to go through movie news, things that are going on, the video, the DVD, and movie business. So, I never really asked you this.
Sure.
What was there about this movie that so excited you, so turned you on?
You know, I could talk about that for hours. I can't explain it totally. I guess I'm 49 years old. My parents took me to see that in probably the early 1973. So I was born in 65. I'm 8 years old. And for some reason, people in their 40s who saw that movie as a young child have a certain fascination with it. But I always describe it when I did a revival of it a few times. It's the greatest movie about going forward ever devised. And I think that's what life's about. And I love Gene Hackman's character in that film.
Yeah.
He's just awesome in that movie. And I just
and
love
I think
the
that's the movie
about it.
That was the movie that really set him going, too, isn't it? I mean, that
well, he won the Oscar for Popeye Doyle, French Connection, end of
before that, yeah,
for 1972, and then he got the role of the Poseidon Adventure, which is really his first and only leading man sort of action hero type role in his entire career.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about it is he basically has disowned that movie. He doesn't talk about it. Hackman is very narcissistic, and he had a huge problem with Irwin Allen combing his hair in a comb over and wetting his hair down, and he never forgave him for it. I mean,
really?
That sounds silly,
that's
but that's an accurate story.
Now, see, that's an interesting thing, because I thought just the opposite. All the things that I've heard about Hackman were that he was a really, until the last few years he got involved in I guess, crazy drugs or something that slowed him way down. But he had a reputation of being easy to work with, or at least that's what I heard.
No, he was definitely difficult. He had one role where it was a young director, and the director told him it was a street scene, and Hackman showed up on set and it was cold out in a hat that covered his ears, and the director said, "Gene, the character does not require a hat. You can't wear a hat." And Hackman said to him, "You don't understand. I don't take direction. The hat stays."
Really?
That'll tell him.
There you go. I haven't heard that. That's an interesting.
I just got one more story on Facebook, which I like, is a Poseidon Adventure Facebook page, which is closed, that I'm a member of. And people talk about that movie every single day. The fans on there.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. So there's the story of the Poseidon Adventure. Chucker has the preview of the movies that are coming out this weekend in 60 seconds. So stand by for that here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, Chucker, so what do we have to look forward to at the box office opening up this weekend?
Two films are open nationwide, Doug, expected to do around $30 million in business. One is an animated film titled Home. The other is a new comedy, Get Hard, with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart. I haven't seen it. From what I read, a lot of people have an issue with this movie. Some call it one of the most homophobic movies ever made, with basically prison rape jokes every other minute.
At least Hart is the most talentless.
Where does he come from?
And my son,
he's had a really nice run in the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, he appeals to young people who aren't very smart. That's pretty much what it is. That's who he appeals to.
Mass appeal is what you're saying.
Exactly. He has mass appeal. Some other movie news of interest. 20th Century Fox is going sci-fi film Alien Nation. That movie starred James Caan and Mandy Patinkin. Pretty good movie back in 1988. They later made it into a TV show, so they're going to reboot that theatrically. Michael Keaton, for fans of Michael Keaton, one of his next films titled The Founder, in which he plays McDonald's kingpin Ray Kroc, will open November 25th of 2016. And The Walking Dead Season 5 final airs this Sunday night. My daughter's Super Bowl.
Of course it is. 59
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.